Xfinity brings us another episode of the In Case You Missed It podcast with TC and Dina B.
All right.
Gonna start this way. Ready?
I'm ready.
Hell yeah. Damn right. Hotty-totty, gosh almighty, who the hell are we? Hey, flim-flam, bim-bam, oh Miss, by damn.
How do you know that?
That was my alma mater for about 2 months.
No way.
Yeah, it was.
He was there for a day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I did not go very long.
You just made my day.
That's what it's about here. Interview of the day already. So going to Ole Miss.
I was not expecting that.
That's what we do here. So going to Ole Miss, becoming a country singer. When did the dream begin?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's sort of a loaded question because I was born and raised in Nashville.
Okay.
So it's kind of always been a dream in some way. But like when I was growing up, I really just did it for fun. It was just a hobby. And I always wanted to go to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought I was going to go there and never look back. Like, yeah. I thought I would move to a small town or move to the beach or something. And when I was there, the music, it just
it
like
hit.
Pulled at me, and I knew that I had to come back and do it once. But I did have to finish school because I loved it so much.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to go graduate and then I'll come back and
Smart.
Like hit the ground running.
Just in case.
And yeah,
knock that out just
not
in case.
Really just in case. It was more just because I was having fun.
What is your, what's your craziest story from the Grove?
Oh my
that
gosh.
You're allowed to share.
The craziest story from the Grove. I'm probably not allowed to share it, but
okay.
I mean.
But we're good at that.
I would have to think. Like, I don't know. Nothing in the Grove comes to mind.
Okay.
As, like, super crazy.
Just
but,
the rest of
but
Oxford.
But I've been going to the Grove since I was born.
Oh, like, all right.
Because my parents went to Ole Miss, too.
Okay.
Oh, so you're just the family of rebels.
It's
no pun
so you
intended.
Didn't have a choice. Like,
blood.
You were going.
Yeah, it was happening.
You had to finish.
I had to finish. Yeah, okay. I had to go there. And so, yeah, I have been, I have more, like, just good memories from the Grove, probably, than I do, like, crazy
I love
stuff.
It.
Okay. What hate to disappoint, but.
What about the memories opening for Morgan?
Oh, I have great memories from that, too.
I mean, do you have them, though? Just, I mean, was there a lot of partying going on?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I got a good memory.
Okay. Okay.
It was so fun.
I mean, what kind of experience is that, too? I mean, for just getting started, really, yeah. in this business, and then you get to open for Morgan freaking
yeah.
Wallen.
Yeah.
I mean, huge.
It was crazy. Well, and I was just, like, grateful to be there, because I'm a huge Morgan fan. So,
uh-huh.
like, for years, I've listened to his music and just loved what he does. And so to get to go on tour with him, I was like, you got to be kidding.
Yeah.
And so it was just fun, like, and it was a huge learning experience for me, too, because it's like, you know, you're playing these small club shows, and then suddenly you're on the biggest stage ever.
Ever.
And so you got to just figure it out. You got to figure out how to work the stage and engage with the crowd. And then, of course, you learn so much just watching his show every night.
Right.
So it was really fun.
Yeah.
It was
did you awesome. Did you get to do, like, one of the famous walkouts?
I didn't get to do one, but I watched them all.
Okay.
They're so cool.
I was never personally invited to be a part of it, but I always hoped.
From the background, from the yeah. in yeah. the cut, you
I
were watching
I was
it.
Imagining. Yeah.
So now here, Tortuga Music Festival, Fort Lauderdale Beach. Can you just kind of explain, this is a different vibe than any really show on the
yeah.
planet. How
yeah,
does it feel
it
to be out here?
Well, first of all, this is my first Tortuga.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, we know because we've been at every one.
Yeah. You're like,
so we're ready for you.
You around here. Well, and like, you know, I mean, in Nashville, it's like people talk about all the festivals, and like, this is the one that everybody's like, you got to go to Tortuga. And
yeah.
I'm like, I'm ready. Just okay. invite me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm there. And so I'm so excited. I'm also a huge beach girl.
Okay.
So I love being at the beach. This is like my ideal. I mean, we were sound checking earlier and I'm standing up there singing and I'm just looking out at the water. I'm like, you could not ask for a better day.
Truly.
It's like a room with a view. It's a stage with a view.
It's awesome. And we are kind of walking around exploring and like the fans are ready to roll. Like they've still got energy.
Yes, they do. 3 days in. Before we let you leave, we have one more important question for you from our official unofficial intern JD over here.
Okay.
The next bite of this sandwich for you.
Which one are you taking?
Would be
A, B, or C?
B.
B, going in.
Easily B.
There we go.
Okay.
B's unite all over the place.
Got it.
What does that mean? Like, does that say
you
something
know,
about my
it means
personality?
Like, I think you're like a dive in kind of girl.
Head
like
first.
Head first.
Take the bull by the horns.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm more of the C kind of girl because I think
okay.
everything out. Like,
oh, okay.
I'm a Virgo. That's
okay.
probably explains
it. Oh, I am
it.
Too.
You are?
Yeah, but I don't know what it means.
Oh.
I don't really
that's
follow
that's it.
It
yeah,
means
yeah,
I'm like anal OCD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
I think.
Am too.
Oh, okay.
This thing needs to be studied.
But that's
yeah, we need to figure out.
I don't know, because B means like you are brave, girl.
Okay,
I don't know.
You know
I take the safe route.
Today, maybe it's just today I'm feeling
maybe
that's
it was
it.
After opening for Morgan. Yeah. Maybe
I'm just feeling a sense of confidence.
That's
yes.
it. It's all about V-Vibes. Backstage, Tortuga Music Festival. Lauren Watkins. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you all so much.